Today's audio cast for Friday, March 30th, 2007 from AvWeb, the world's premier independent aviation news resource, is brought to you by IFR Refresher Magazine. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting. Earlier this week, Raytheon Company finalized a multi-billion dollar deal to sell Raytheon aircraft to Hawker Beechcraft, a venture formed by Goldman Sachs affiliate GS Capital Partners and Onex Partners. AvWeb spoke with Hawker Beechcraft Chairman and CEO Jim Schuster to learn more about the transaction. He first gives us some background on the new owners.
They're large private equity firms. They're extremely well-established and well-known around the world. Very importantly, they're very respected and knowledgeable people when it comes to the aerospace or the aircraft sector. One of the objectives that we had going into this process was to end up with partnered with people who had a long-term interest in this business, but also understood it well enough to know what it was they were getting involved in. And we had a home run with these guys. They're very experienced. They're very knowledgeable, and they're going to make great partners. I think one of the more important aspects of all of it is they have a long-term perspective of the aircraft business. So we ended up with the right people. These are great people that I think are going to give us the kind of support that we're going to need to really grow this business going forward. So we couldn't be happier from that point of view. When they think about this business, I know they appreciate the great brands that we have, the Hawker and Beechcraft brands. I think they truly saw the value there. But I think very importantly, they saw a company that has gone through some dramatic improvement over the last 5 years, has shaken off the cobwebs from a pretty difficult period going back into the 2001-2002 time frame, and is nicely positioned with the best product portfolio the company has probably ever had, and in a growing market, growing internationally. Over 30% of our deliveries and over 40% of our bookings last year were for international customers, and we're experiencing the same things I think the rest of the industry is seeing. That is just a tremendously strong international market growth really around the world, and I think they look forward to working with us to make sure we capitalize on that.
Schuster believes customers will benefit under the new ownership structure.
One of the dreams that we really set for ourselves is to have absolutely the best service and support in the industry. And I can tell you, in having some of the earlier strategy discussions with the new ownership structure, is they understand how absolutely important that is. And they're actually working with us to make sure that we can make the investments in the changes in the business that are necessarily get there. And we've come from the back of the pack to, in most respects, we're as good as anybody out there. But what we want to do is make certain that we establish service and support is absolutely the hallmark of this business. I think you'll also see continued investment in products. Raytheon has been a great steward of this company and has stuck with this business through the difficult times, continued to invest in it. The folks that own this company now have an opportunity to really capitalize on that investment and build on the products that have been developed. The 750, the 900, and the 4000 will all enter the market this fall, and that gives us just an incredible positioning in the right market spaces across the GA segment. So. Yeah, I think it's the star, the moon, the sun, and everything. All the planets are aligned here, and the timing is perfect, particularly when you consider how strong the markets are. I don't think the timing could have been any better.
He said the manufacturer has been given a rebirth now that it's no longer a non-core business like it was under its former parent company.
In a sense, it is the business. The way private equity companies typically align themselves, I mean, these businesses are independent of one another. They have their own board structure, and they stand, they win or lose on their own merits. And we will be core because we are the business. And it's been, interestingly enough, as being a non-core part of a large corporation for a number of years, it's been a difficult situation for employees, customers, recruiting, and so on because of the uncertainty. And now there's absolute certainty as to who we are and what we're going to be for many years to come. This is Hawker Beechcraft. I told people in a meeting on Monday that you were here for the first few minutes of this new company, and I think one day people will be writing a book about the history of this great company. You know, there's already two books out there. One is the first 50 years of Beechcraft, and then there's another book out there about the history of the Hawker with the U-125. Some months ago, I told people we'd write the next chapter in those books, and I thought about it. You know, and we're really writing the first chapter of a new book called Hawker Beechcraft, and I think it's going to be an exciting ride for everybody. Very, very, very upbeat, positive, exciting kind of atmosphere here. And I can tell you that employees are really happy about what's happened here. And it's not that people were dissatisfied with Raytheon at all. I think it was a case of people just wanting some certainty about the direction of the company and the future of the company. And I think people are just delighted with how this has turned out.
During the transition, everything is status quo, according to Schuster, but there will likely be some changes in the future.
The people acquiring this company haven't imposed any changes on us. It doesn't mean that going forward that, we've made a lot of changes here over the years, and I've been asked a number of questions, will there be further changes? And the answer to that is absolutely. You know, we're becoming a much more of an international company. We're going to have to continue to evolve as the markets evolve and competitors evolve, and that means change. And change is going to be just kind of a natural circumstances here. You'll see changes in this business. I don't have any announcements to make today. We didn't tee up a bunch of announcements of changes coming out of this, but any that do come out of it will be really kind of incidental to the fact that there was a transaction. And if you look at the record of this business over the last 5 or 6 years, there's been a lot of change, and that's not going to stop.
He's been asked a lot about how Walter and Olive Ann Beach would feel about the sale.
I think they'd be absolutely delighted. And I told people this in one of the meetings. For 50 years, after Walter Beach started this company in 1932, they welcomed visitors that showed up. They said, "Welcome to Beechcraft." For the next 25 years, visitors here will welcome to Raytheon Aircraft. It's absolutely a delight on my part to be able to welcome people to Hawker Beechcraft. I think they'd be absolutely satisfied, delighted with the outcome, delighted at the fact that there are Beechcraft signs all over the business again. We've been bringing them back for the last few years. This was kind of the culmination of all that. And a lot of the values and the thinking and the culture that made Beechcraft successful is what's going to make this company successful. I've been asked that question before, and I think they'd be smiling.
The company will be celebrating its new life as Hawker Beechcraft, while at the same time celebrating its 75th anniversary as an airplane maker and the 60th birthday of the venerable Bonanza. Vice President of Communications Jackie Berger and Schuster explain.
We're expecting a great show and looking to be a little bit bigger this time at Sun and Fun, and lots of excitement to Oshkosh. It's the 60th anniversary of the Bonanza and the 75th anniversary of the company. So we have lots of celebrations this year.
You know, interestingly, the announcement came 25 days, just 25 days before the actual 75th anniversary of Beechcraft. It's a remarkable coincidence, but one that certainly wasn't lost on us. We realized the importance of this anniversary, and we weren't sure when this deal exactly would be completed, so we're not real sure what some of those exact plans will look like, but there'll certainly be plenty of evidence of it.
Schuster says to expect big things from Hawker Beechcraft.
It's interesting to think about the changes that are going on in our industry as becoming more of an international business, and one of the things that you'll be seeing more of from us is is a real international presence, both in terms of sales, service, support, and so on. Over the last 6 months, and this was really on Raytheon's watch, over $120 million was invested in this company in research and development, capital, and new business pursuits, and so forth. The support of this business has not been diminished at all. And I think we're only scratching the surface in terms of what we're going to be doing here over the next couple of years. This is going to be an exciting place to work, I know I am personally delighted that to be have an opportunity to be a part of this, and I certainly I certainly do plan to be a part of this for a long time.
Hawker Beechcraft Chairman and CEO Jim Schuster. AvWeb.com now presents more general aviation news delivered more often in a more reader-friendly format. Be sure and check it out at AvWeb.com. Comments on this audiocast are always welcome at audionews@avweb.com. This report was brought to you by IFR Refresher Magazine, packed with strategies and tactics from some of the nation's top CFIIs, airline captains, and corporate pilots who fly the system every day and really know what makes it tick. Check it out at www.ifr-refresher.com. Look for AvWeb's next audiocast on Monday, April 2nd. I'm Mike Blakeney for AvWeb Audio. Thanks for listening.